irritates me beyond belief. Beyond belief.
El Guapo says the OSU kid only owes Orr a you're welcome for not destroying his fat obese face. No suspension necessary. I don't disagree. The kid owes apologies, but not to that loser. Here's Travis Ford on it, and then I want Pat to tell some stories out of school.
You know, Marcus is a young man that has been in the public eye for quite a bit. And I think we would all agree for the highest percentage of the time, he has conducted himself as a tremendous young man. But he made a mistake.
That's it. He made a mistake. He said he was sorry. His motor was hot. He did something he shouldn't have done. He apologized for it. He is, to me, I'm over it. As long as he doesn't have any other incidents, he's all good by me. I'm fine with it.
You know what's funny to me is yesterday during the NBA game, I think it was Mike Tirico who was doing the game. He referenced how Metta World Peace had commented on Marcus Smart, and they were talking about – there is nothing – I don't see any correlation between how far Metta World, how far Ron, Indiana Ron went into this thing, sling, just throwing punches. It, to me, I bet you can go back and look at other instances where kids were diving for a ball, got in the middle of the student section or in the middle of the opposing crowd, and there were some pushes being thrown. I guarantee you that happens more than you think every single year in college. I told you I was almost in a situation like that.
Tell me about it.
Well, fortunately for me, I think it was Alabama or Mississippi State. We had lost. We're leaving the court. And you know how when you're going into the tunnel, the seats front row, right in front of the tunnel, the guy's kind of up high. So he's young, just red face, and he's loving it. Loving it. And I'm so mad. I'm like, what can I do? I'm swearing at him. That's not working. I said, I think I see his ankle. So I jumped up as high as I could, which still doesn't get me to his ankle. But, like, I make the movement with my hand like I'm giving a good effort. Good job, good effort. At least I'm trying. Well, I miss his ankle, and he's laughing even more. I mean, he's just going right. He's just loving it. And I didn't realize Coach Anderson was behind me. And he cussed me out. We don't do that here, son. Get back. You know, he just yelled at me. Now, what happened if I did get the guy's ankle, didn't let go, and I'm just dangling there?
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Untie his shoes. Joke's on you, bro. And tie it, like, tie them both back together. And then we had an incident. I've told you this in Florida. And this one could have been where I got in trouble. Florida's bench, where Florida's benches are, the front row of the stands is very, very close, very close. And at those times, we never, you know, nowadays, coaches will take the team almost at the middle of the court for timeouts, and they got those little stools that they sit on. We stayed on the bench. So there's this guy hammering us right behind. I mean, you could smell his breath. I still see his face. He had glasses.
More vodka or whiskey?
It was a combination of everything. So, and I'm standing up, and Coach Richardson tried to, you know, he's giving us some kind of instruction. The guy's just almost leaning into the huddle. Coach looks at him, goes about his business, looks at him again, and just cusses him out. You get that out of our timeout thing. And I had my water bottle, and I was right there next to him, about a couple feet away. And I was trying to, I turned it towards him, and in a moment, I was like, this is what this guy wants. He wants to be part of what's going on. If I squirt him right now in his funny little glasses and his face, he's going to love it. You know what I'm saying, though? That's like the thought process. You get into the mentality of that people want it to be like an absolute zoo almost. Mm-hmm. And they feed off that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, tennis, they told me to go do some unspeakable things to my poor little sister who was like 8 at the time.
They didn't know you probably had a sister at that point.
Oh, is that what it was?
Maybe not.
So anyway, you develop a rapport. You develop a relationship with the opposing crowd. You really do.
And that's unfortunate. Those are relationships you don't want, like a lot of girls you've gone out with over the years. We've all been there. Going back to the Ron Artest thing for a moment, still one of my favorite all-time clips. Steven Jackson talking about the incident. He was on with, what's that show called with Le Batard?
Oh,
Highly Questionable. Hilarious.
He said that Ron Artest never thanked you for what you did at the Palace. Why do you think he should have thanked you?
Because I don't think he was thinking at the time. I like the funniest thing, me and Jamal Tinsley, every time I see him, we laugh at this. Right after the brawl, we're in the locker room. And this is why I say he never said thank you. We're in the locker room. So we're sitting there, legs all scratched up from hopping over the bleachers, our adrenaline pumped because we done laid a couple people out. We feeling like we did something, you know what I mean? We all sit back and Ron Artest, a.k.a. Metal World Peace, leans back and look at Jamal Tez and asks us, do you think we're going to get in trouble? I say, Ron, trouble? You lucky we still have a job.
Still one of the greats of all time. Anyway, I hope it doesn't happen again. It's certainly not good for the game, but and certainly not good for Marcus Smart. But again, at the end of the day, the big loser to me is this Jeff Orr guy. Now, he's agreed not to go to any more games this year, home
really?
Away. Yeah, he's a loser, though. You can't take the stupid out of these guys. He's just too stupid. Celebrate President's Day with the Sport of Kings at Oaklawn. Some of America's